This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Stocks in Italy are up because the government still stands after an attempt by former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to bring it down. He backed off after he couldn't rally the votes. Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard joins us to talk about the government winning a confidence vote a few minutes ago. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Mark.
So where does all this fit into the long-running question of whether Europe is now on stable ground economically?
Well, it makes the situation a bit more stable. Investors, as we've heard, are pretty pleased because it removes a lot of the political uncertainty that's been swirling in recent days around the Eurozone's third biggest economy. It removes the immediate need for another election in Italy, barely 6 months after the last one. So we're back to more stable conditions, and stable conditions are required for the Eurozone.
You bet. Now, Americans who haven't been following Italy closely might actually be surprised to hear Berlusconi is still in politics after his many colorful and dramatic troubles. What does losing this battle say about him?
Well, he's widely regarded as a busted flush now because clearly this is a defeat for him. He was the one that precipitated the crisis by pulling his party members out of the cabinet and calling for the collapse of the coalition. He's now changed his tune. And analysts say his defeat and the survival of the government makes it a little bit more likely that the Italian government can now push on with the economic reforms needed to get its economy and public finances back on track.
Okay, Marketplace's Stephen Beard, thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark.